भगवत गीता 12.18 समाहशत्रौ च मित्रे च तथा मानापमानयो शीतोष्ण सुख दुखेषु समासंग विवर्जितः। कृष्णा इज कंटिन्यूइंग टू डिस्क्राइब द क्वालिटीज ऑफ हिज डिवोटीज दैट एंडियर दोज डिवोटीज टू हिम एंड हियर ही इज स्पीकिंग वन सच क्वालिटी वन सेट ऑफ क्वालिटीज समाहशत्रौ च मित्रे च They are equipoised towards their friends and their enemies. Samaha Shatrau cha Mitre cha. This echoes what was said right at the start, Adveshta Sarvabhutana Maitraha Karuna Eva cha. That with the well-wishing friends of all living beings. And are not envious towards anyone. So here also, samaha shatrau cha mitre cha. Be equal towards friends and towards enemies. Tatha manapamanayo. And be equal in happiness and in honor and dishonor. Shitoshna sukha dukheshu. So multiple level kinds of dualities are talked about. Honor, dishonor is one duality. Heat, cold is another duality. Sukha, dukha is another duality. Samaha, sangha, vivarjitaha. They are equal in all these. Sangha, vivarjita. They are detached from material association. Vivarjita. They have given up material association. Varjita is to give up. Vivarjita is completely give up. This being equipoised amongst dualities is a consistent theme of the Bhagavad Gita. For example, Krishna has listed almost identically these three same sets of dualities in 6.7 when he says Jitatmanah Prashantasya परमात्मा समाहितः शीतोष्ण सुख दुःखेषु तथा मानापमानयो जितात्मनः प्रशांतस्य वन हु हैज कॉन्कर्ड द माइंड दैट पर्सन बिकम्स पीसफुल परमात्मा समाहितः दिस पर्सन हैज अटेन्ड द सुप्रीम सोल एंड द पर्सन स्टेज इक्विपोइज अमंग द ड्युअलिटीज ऑफ हीट एंड कोल्ड हैप्पीनेस एंड डिस्ट्रेस एंड ऑनर एंड डिसऑनर. So we could say that Krishna is saying the same thing over here. Samaha shatrau cha mitre cha tatha manapamanayo shitoshu sukha dukkheshu samaha sangha vivarjitaha. Just the order is different, but the same three sets of dualities are talked about here. And Krishna speaks. And now these dualities can be said to be Shitushna, at different levels of our existence, Shita and Ushna, heat and cold are experienced at the level of the body. In some parts of the world, say North America or in Alaska or Canada, or even in other parts of India such as Kashmir, in the winter season it can become freezing cold. No, the temperature can fall several degrees below zero also. And at that time, one may not feel like going out anywhere. So at such times, actually, one needs to work towards, people still go for their jobs. People still go for whatever necessary work is there. So, although it's painful, it's chillingly cold, still people go because they recognize that this is their duty. So, just as they don't give up, people don't give up their jobs just because they are not having, just because it's too cold or it's too hot. So, we tolerate physical dualities, definitely are troublesome, but we tolerate them and move on. Same applies to Shitoshna Sukha Dukkheshu. Now, Sukha Dukkha It's interesting that it is put as a distinct category. We could say that Shitushna itself, too much Shit or too much Ushna, itself causes Dukha. And when it is neither too hot nor too cold, when the temperature is comfortable, that causes Sukha. So yes, that is true. But Krishna is talking about different levels of existence. So Sukha and Dukha can be said to be at the level of the mind. So the mind finds some things palatable, some things pleasing, and the mind finds some things displeasing. It has its own raga dvesha. Based on its what it has raga for, based on what it is attached to, it finds that as good. Based on what it has dvesha for, it finds that bad. So sometimes we feel ourselves in a good mood. Sometimes we feel ourselves in a bad mood. But if we have committed to do something, and if a mother is taking care of her child, even if she is irritated or whatever, she's exhausted, and then she's just got some sleep at night, and when she gets up and then the baby gets up in the middle of the night and starts crying, the mother will still wake up, although it's dukkha for her to get up at that time. It's irritating, but still she gets up and cares for the child. Similarly, mana apamana yo. So Krishna is stating that our spirituality has to be above our purpose. Our spirituality has to be our purpose, and it has to raise us above duality. Sometimes, say if we are speaking about Krishna, sometimes the audience may be very receptive, and they may offer their receptivity, their attentiveness, that itself is a way of offering respect and honor. And other times the audience may just be waiting for the class to end, just looking at the watch, maybe walk out in the middle of the class itself, or ask very argumentative questions. And that itself might be like a disrespect. But those who are dedicated to sharing Krishna's message, whether they get honor or dishonor, they will continue with their service of sharing Krishna's message. And that is how they will grow. That is how they will move on. That is how they will move closer to Krishna by tolerating the duality. So Krishna is saying over here that just as these dualities we tolerate at the level of the body, mind, and we could say at the level of the ego, mana apamana is at the level of the ego. Similarly, in terms of relationships, some people may be favorably disposed towards us, and others may be inimically disposed towards us. But either way, whichever way they are disposed towards us, we need to keep finding some way to keep moving onwards in our service towards Krishna. So, now samaha sanga vivarjitaha. The last point Krishna says is that giving up material association sangha. So actually, it is material association which makes us take material dualities very seriously. So if we associate, say, with cricketer, with cricket maniac people, with people who are maniac cricket fans, then a victory becomes a cause of great jubilation, and a defeat becomes a cause of devastation. But if you're not associating with those people, you may read it in the news. Yeah, okay, India won, India lost, whatever, in a cricket match. That's okay. It's just one news. We don't take it very seriously. So, to the extent we associate, we do not do sangha vivarjitaha, to that extent, duality will be very difficult to tolerate and transcend. The positive side of duality will bring elation, and the negative side of duality, the crest will bring elation, the trough will bring dejection, even devastation. And the way to go beyond all this is by recognizing, by actually giving up sangha vivarjitaha. So of course Krishna has said earlier मच्युत्ता मद्गता प्राणा बोधयन्तः परस्परं कथयन्तश्च मां नित्यं तुष्यन्ति च रमन्ति च. ही हैज सेड अर्लियर दैट माय डिवोटीज डिलाइट इन हियरिंग माय ग्लोरीज एंड एनलाइटनिंग ईच अदर अबाउट वेरियस एस्पेक्ट्स ऑफ माय ग्लोरीज. सो इट इज दैट संग विच वी नीड टू चेरिश. सो गिविंग अप ड्युअलिटी or transcending duality, not becoming affected by duality, that is not just a matter of stoicism. Stoicism means people who don't show any emotions at all, stoically enduring whatever emotions they may have, to whatever difficulties may come in their way. That stoicism is, it can be virtuous in terms of people not getting too emotional, in a person not getting carried away by emotions, but stoicism is not the primary purpose of spiritual practice or spiritual growth. The primary purpose of spiritual growth is absorption in Krishna. And if we are having emotions and if we don't show emotions, then that is simply concealment, that is not purification. So purification means we are not swayed by mundane ups and downs because we have become absorbed in a higher purpose, because we have become focused deeply in loving and serving Krishna. Thereby, we have gone beyond the world's ups and downs. Thus, by visanga vivarjitaha, by giving a bad association, and by absorbing ourselves in good association, by embracing good association, seeking shelter in good association, we can ensure that our spirituality stands tall beyond worldly duality. Thank you.